Bonjour.
It's a pleasure to be here today. It's good to see so many people coming from different backgrounds, different places. The Bible says, signs and wonders will follow those who go. And this is why you have gone, so you have many signs and wonders to show. I too have gone, so God has shown me so many things. Today, we all know that God's original plan is that nations have dominion, that we have dominion in the lands that he has called us to. Say, okay, this is Haiti. You want Haitians to have dominion in Haiti. God is a systemic God. This is why we are here. We are systems. And he wants us to speak to the way nations are governed. He cares about how a nation is governed. He doesn't just care about, okay, I'm sending you to bring stuff for that nation or tell them about me. No, he wants them to know how to manage the lease that he has given them, the little piece of land. I believe that God has called me to address issues of governance. And I think that beyond everything, Haiti suffers a crisis of leadership. And such crisis needs mission. So we have a systemic mission in whatever I'm about to share with you today. I write music, I write worship songs. I also write governmental songs. We do governmental prayers. We address government wherever God has given us the opportunity. I developed a program called Each One Plants One 3 years ago. And I started to promote it inside of Haiti. I was expecting for government to reach their ears or their sight. And then one day, the son of the president of Haiti came to Jamaica. I was in Jamaica. And then I shared it with him. When he returned, they developed a program to establish nurseries all over the country. We can affect policy. I want to affect policy in Haiti, and I want to see its transformation. And this is why I wrote this song that I plan to spread all across the country and the schools and the church, with government, on radio, on TV, everywhere. And I share it with you today. It's not yet produced. I have not produced a video yet, but I just went to the studio. I rent a studio and I produced that song. And we're going to have a series of civic hits. So this first song is called Planté. It will be in Creole, but I'll tell you what it means in a few words, okay?
Plantez pieds bois, en nous rousé. Plantez pieds bois, ou Haïti vin tout vet. Tout vet, tout vet. Plantez pieds bois, ou Haïti vin tout vet. Plantez pieds bois, ou Haïti vin tout vet. Plantez banane, en nous rousé. Plantez manger, ou Haïti vin pijam. Pijam, pijam, en planté yam. Pour Haïti vin pijan. Nous gon pays qui capable rajeunir. Chaque temps décidé. Planter mango. Chaque temps décidé. Planter campèche. Chaque temps décidé. Planter pied fouen. Chaque temps décidé. Pour pays qui capable. Planter mapou. Capable. Pour pays qui capable. Capable. Chaque temps décidé. Vivre dans l'intégrité. Chaque temps décidé. Un peuple à compte, chaque temps décidé, diriger l'an bien. Plantez pieds bois, en nous rousé. Plantez pieds bois, ou Haïti vin tout vet.
What I'm saying in this song is, I'm saying, plant trees, that Haiti may become green again. I'm saying, let's govern with integrity, that Haiti may not need missionaries to carry old shoes, old suits, old shirts, that we can have our own capacity to do so. You know? So I'm speaking to the heart of the Haitian people beyond material needs, to the soul of the people. I want the Haitian people to be prepared one day, if there is an earthquake in Colombia, that we too can pack a boat and say we're taking something to those nations too. Because God has put a gift in every nation for another. God wants, it's a system, it's a world. Every nation has something that another nation needs. So I have seen Haiti on its knees forever, all the time. So I think it's time for us to build a social capital. And there's a role for civic education and community music engagement in Haiti. That's the gift that God has given me. And I want to appropriate that gift to the rise of the Haitian people, to the dominion product of the Haitian government. The next slide, my friend. Civic engagement. I am using music as a unique force to develop a social capital. Here I give you what I mean by a social capital. It's the network of relationships among people who live and work in a particular society environment, enabling that society to function effectively. There, picture you see, behind the children, you see chaos. That's garbage. But that in front of them, there is garbage too. That's not hope. We want to get this behind them and ahead of them, be clean, be systemically organized, apostolically established. That's order. We want that for Haiti, beyond everything else. Transformational leadership. Any place that functions in a context of dilapidation needs transformational leadership to create valuable and positive change in individuals and social systems, helping followers to become leaders. That is necessary. And that's the heart of what God himself has imprinted and opened my heart. Let's move to the next slide, because I don't have much time. My goal now, I want to penetrate the Haitian society beyond the walls of the church. Yeah, I've been in church many times. I've been with Christ for the Nations. I've traveled extensively, sharing the gospel. I still will share the gospel. But I use music sometimes to use music as a transformational tool to lift the social, political, and spiritual gates of Haiti. Because those gates are heavy, but only the Spirit of God can raise a standard against them. And we need your prayers for that. Continue to quash Haiti's sensory adaptation to foolishness, dirty streets, hunger, political unrest, disaster, deforestation, and lack of governance. We must lift those gates, because regardless of how much missionary work we do, those gates remain heavy. That nation will be like the Dead Sea. Taking, will never be able to give away. And that is not a blessing. So that my voice be amplified to sharpen the nation's awareness and capacity to create a new social spiritual capital. And we can do it. We can do it, and we can pray, we can work together to make that happen. It's good to invest in giving people material things and dollars, but that aspect of the soul, of the spirit of man, need to be lifted. We need to lift that so that everything else will become organized. Next slide. I record songs promoting the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of Christ comes also with a clean street, a reforested land, good governance. Now to spread the songs throughout the country and schools and among the diaspora, we want to create excellent quality videos that radio, television, social media, society in general cannot ignore. We are the light of Haiti through Christ. Let us shine through the darkness, and we shall not be overcome. John 1, verse 5. This is Lionel Jean. May God bless you. Have a great evening.
Give him a hand. E. Daniel, please come up here, and I want you to pray over Lionel. And when I see young men with this kind of vision, I want to do everything to encourage them. Bishop Joel just texted me. He's in Charlotte, and he'll be coming in this afternoon, and he's going to be here tonight to share also. and he knows Brother Bishop, and we are seeing a nation being transformed. And so, E. Daniel, I'd like you to bless him in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you're here. And that we're not just, it's not just us. Thousands upon thousands of angels are here. And God, the judge of all the earth, is here. And Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, is here. And the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, are here. And the spirits of righteous people made perfect. But this is our time on the stage of history. And you are calling us. You're calling us. And each of us has a task to play in this great harvest. And I thank you for Lionel, who is hearing your voice in this moment and saying, I need to address systems. I need to address nations. And you put that on his heart. Father, I just pray that that message would touch other people with the same nation, that people would come around him with the same message. They'd come around him, and it would spread. It would spread. It would not only impact Haiti, but the nations of the world would be impacted by this message. Plant trees so that we can have so greenery can come to our land again. So we don't have to be impoverished, but we can rise up with the anointing of the Lord in all we do, in every system of our lives. So bless him, and may his tribe increase. In Jesus' name, amen.